Good morning, 6:23 a.m. on August the 14th, 2013. 6:23. Gonna be pushing 16 minutes by the time I cross the first mile marker, but it's okay. I got up and out. I was moving at 6:04, 6:05. 16:07, not bad. So, 16 minutes of the first mile, that's good. Let's see if I can keep the pace going just a little bit better today, so I can get back. Today's the day I should get the galley proofs back, quarter share. They're out for delivery via UPS right at the moment. So, mid-morning I'll have a book to look at. Half share is ready to go, and I'm not going to pull the trigger on getting a proof shipped until I have a good feel for how the cover laid on the CreateSpace tool. Complained about the size of the cover on both of these books, and what it did is it shrunk them, or maybe it expanded them, I'm not sure. So I may wind up putting covers back up. It may just be the logo on the spine. And I fought with this file all day yesterday. I had a PDF of Hafshire, and I kept trying to get it uploaded. And every time I did, CreateSpace complained that the copyright symbol on the copyright page was at a resolution that was below optimal. Just the copyright symbol, not the text, nothing else around it, just the symbol. It's like, really? So that was more than a bit tedious. I fought with it for an hour before I said, you know what? We'll run with it that way. I could override the error and let it go through, so I did. And that was the only error in the book. We'll see how this works out. Morning. So yeah, the first two books are laid out. They're ready to go. As soon as I get the proof back so I can check it, CreateSpace quarter share will be ready to release to paperback. I think I'm going to take the time to go through it, mark it up in case there's any errors. I know there will be errors, so I suppose logic would dictate that going through and marking it up would be appropriate. So yesterday I had a bit of excitement. The Amazon author ranking beta page was up for a while, and it's not always up, apparently. It's missing again now. But for a while there, I was number 16. of the science fiction authors. Which is kind of cool. I went up to 15 once and then bumped back down again to 16. I don't know how often they update, but it was, you know, not on the top 10, but I'm getting there. And sales have picked up overnight. I sold quite a good number in the last 24 hours, so that's a good sign. I'm probably not going to be on Movers and Shakers because I've been hanging right around 320 in terms of sales rank. But still, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. For Captain's Share, of course. The other books are not as high. So I think Quarter Share got up as high as 5,000 at one point, but it's dropped back down to around 7. August will have a nice paycheck with it come October. So pleased, very pleased I am. I could create space moving. I've got the other bookstores moving. I'm moving a few books on Nook. Not very many, but a few. Moving a few books in Kobo, even fewer than in Nook, but largely Canadian, which is, you know, difficult to get to any other way. Kobo is big apparently in Canada. They still have the clown shoes on. It's I still have in my display, in my author dashboard, I still have Ravenwood showing as stuck in publishing, even though the book itself is actually for sale. I've actually sold some that shows up in my sales report, but it does not show up on my dashboard as a thing in the world. It shows up as publishing, as it has for the last month. Morning, Dove. You spoke back. Quiet morning. It's the one guy who went going the other way. That's it. I haven't seen any of my beagle walkers or the normal walking type folks. I haven't even seen that much traffic this morning. How peculiar. So yeah, basically I'm in production mode, although I have to confess that I'm more and more getting into the itchy, I need to write something mode. There was a lot of interest yesterday on Twitter. Somebody asked for ship tea and boxers, and it's like, oh well, that's easy, and I linked them to the Solar Clipper Cafe press page with all the shirts, and actually has ship tees and boxers. Monkpole. So yeah, nobody bought anything. I get a notice whenever somebody buys something on Cafe Press, and so far nobody has, but it was kind of cool. It's hard to believe that I started that, I think, in 2007. I made maybe like $100, but it's okay. The point is not to make money. The point is for people to be able to have mementos. I sort of miss, it was this t-shirt place that Print Geek, I think, or something, had really good deals on t-shirts. The Cafe Press t-shirts are a bit pricey, but they're one-ups. So I don't order any, you just order them for the store and they print you one, so I can't complain too much. Morning. It's not like I make a lot of money on them. Oh gosh, another one person I didn't talk to this week, as I was supposed to, was Brian Humphrey about his class, which starts tomorrow. Oh, how tedious. How absolutely tedious. Well, we do what we do, we punt on the rest. Somebody's doing laundry this morning. I can smell the Febreze. Maybe it's bounce, I don't know. The distinctive aroma of dryer sheets in the wind. I should probably do a load myself while it's cool. I have to find my recorder too. My daughter has it, and I don't know which one of the two of them has it and has kept it. I got in a, I should have known better than to get in an argument with an audio professional, but somebody was asking, what do they need? You know, could they just get a good mic and plug it into GarageBand? Would that be good enough? And I suggested that rather than spending the money on a microphone, that they spend the money on a Zoom, which is pretty much standard. The microphones in a Zoom are quite adequate to most tasks, if not exactly tuned to your voice, at least better than the average, and that the recording device itself gives you a nice clean run without having to worry about a lot of the different things. And then audio snob decided that he knows much better because he is a voiceover artist and he does commercials and he has a home studio with four or five microphones tuned to various tasks and preamplifiers and mixing boards that let him create wonderful audio experiences. And I'm sure he does. I'm sure they're wonderful. But that wasn't really the question. But he insisted that without, an excellent microphone, without a preamplifier, and without, you know, without all of this stuff, that you couldn't really make a good book, that it was going to be just junk, it wouldn't be worth anything at all. And, it's okay. And it was a bit tedious. And it's like, I get this a lot from Jeffrey Kafer, who at least backs down on me a little bit. Because I have been there and worked beside him. I've done voice work for his company. He knows that I have some idea of what the hell I'm talking about. This guy was like just totally obnoxious about the whole thing. Well, you obviously don't know very much about recording. Yeah, apparently. It's okay. I know enough to get the product out. And, by the way, my product is on the same shelves as yours, and nobody really knows the difference. So, bite me. Here I am, back again. Today is Wednesday, which means I have to remember to pick up the milk when I make it all the way back to the house, which is like 100 feet away, but which I'm likely to forget by the time I get there. Go figure. I didn't get the backyard mowed yesterday, and then they came and marked up the ground because they're going to come and cut trees and stuff tomorrow. I don't really feel like I can mow the grass in the back, because if I do, I'm likely to take out the paint marks. Well, that's a good excuse. It'll have to wait till Friday now. That's all right. Come on, Endomondo, tell me. Here we go. Ooh, 17 minutes. Not a great second mile, but not a bad second mile. I will take it. But I am at the back gate, and tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.